Welcome
to New Entry Wrestling Podcast, baby! Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Sexy Ian! Oh, finally, I was able to do it again. Yes. I just had to clear my throat. You know, that's what she said. What's the rest of my catchphrase? Welcome back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, Sexy Ian. Oh, with my co-host ever. What to do, baby?
Hey, Ian. Hey, listeners out there. How you guys doing?
What's up, ever? It's been a while. It's
been a little bit, yeah. Summer, yeah. Man, you know.
Summertime. And summer's almost over, by the way. So
that's why I think we're gonna be more consistent. The summer was just busy, you know. Everybody has a busy summer.
Yep. Alright, well, let's go ahead and get started, boy. What she said. Oh, you said, oh my god. What kind of podcast are we on?
I don't know, man. So today let's talk about the news.
The news? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Bro, I wanna talk about how Christian Cage, my boy, is now Impact World Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
Third time. Well, this is his first ever official Impact World title. He has been NWA Champion in TNA, but this is his first actual Impact World title win.
Wow.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And he is a two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, a two-time World Champion in WWE, and now he's a one-time Impact World Heavyweight. So he's a five-time World Heavyweight Champion. Wow. He's also an ECW Champion. Would you consider that as a world title?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
So, because I don't even think WWE recognizes him as ECW Champion anymore. Or as a world champion. But, Rampage first ever, or AEW's Rampage, their first world, what is it? Premiere,
the world premiere, yeah.
You know, they opened up the show. The match was it was a nice slow pace, and then it really started to pick up towards the end. And then, you know, Christian Cage hit the Kenny Omega with the Imperator onto a chair. Ooh. To win the Impact World Champion. Man, it was a great opening match, you know. And now Christian Cage is gonna face Kenny Omega at All Out for the AEW World Title.
Nice.
So, yeah, baby. I'm happy for Christian Cage, man. I started crying, man. I was like, yay. I was like, Christian, Fatless, you're on your own. And, it was a great moment, man.
So, why do you think that Omega lost? Because I thought he was a belt collector. That was his gimmick.
My understanding, to be honest, I don't know why he didn't lose the belt to Sami Callihan. Callihan. And I don't know why he didn't lose the belt to him. I feel like he should have.
Yeah.
But
he's more of an Impact guy, that's why.
Yeah, so now I'm confused, because it's like, wait, why is Jay White there now in Impact?
Yeah.
So now I'm like thrown off, because now, like, when I saw Jay White, I'm like, okay, he's going to face Kenny Omega at Bound for Glory for the Impact World title. Okay, I'm not mad at that. You know, they had some great classic matches.
Yeah.
You know? But then the only thing I had a problem with is that Jay White wasn't signed with Impact. He's just there to make appearance. So it's like you had nobody there to represent TNA.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? It's whatever. I like Jay White. I just didn't like him as the leader, as the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
But then now he dropped the belt to Christian Cage, which makes it like, what happened? I thought he was gonna, like, so is Kenny Omega not gonna be at Bound for Glory or what, you know?
Yeah.
Are we gonna get the, from what I heard is they said the Kenny Omega is still going to be at Bound for Glory, but he's going to team up with the Good Brothers. And then there's also rumors that the Young Bucks may show up, which would be dope. But the thing is, there's nobody there in their tag team divisions that will make me be like, I want to see the Young Bucks face these guys. Like the Mortis Machine Guns, they're broken up because of Alex Shelley's has, you know, an outside job. I believe he works at the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, Chris Sabin's still there, but, you know, James Storm, I don't know what happened with him. He was teaming up with James Storm for a minute, and yeah. So, I don't know. It's going to be a crazy road ahead to Bound for Glory. It's going to be in October, right?
Yeah, October 9th. Yeah, October 9th. But, yeah, so Jay White is not going to face Kenny Omega then? Or they might just do like a Bullet Club versus old Bullet Club.
I guess so. But, so Jay White teamed up with Chris Bay. Oh. And Chris Bay is part of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless it's going to be Chris Bay versus Jay White.
Yeah.
At Bound for Glory.
But he would have to turn on him then. It'd be like the NWO where some guy, I forgot who it was, he joined him and then he turned on him right away. Like, oh, I didn't really join you. Haha.
Are you talking about DDP?
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
he didn't really join. He just put the shirt on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make it seem like he joined or he agreed to join. But yeah, I don't know. You know, it's weird. Because at All Out, it's for the AEW title. It's not for the Impact World title. So it's not, you know what I mean? It's not for both titles. So it's like if Kenny Omega wins, he's just retaining the AEW title. Christian Cage is still going to be Impact champion.
Oh, okay. So it's not really like a unified. Yeah. That's kind of... it's kind of weird how the... Cause that's why I always thought the relationship between all the companies would be weird. Because how are you going to make that work? Because then...
And then I don't know what happened with Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah,
because it's like he was going to be in the title picture because apparently, so last year the story was supposed to be Adam Page versus Kenny Omega for the world title. Mm-hmm. Months later, they found out that they just made it public that Hangman Page is going to have expecting, so he's going to take time off. So they took that off the table. That's why they had that match a couple weeks ago with Hangman Page and the Dark Order, to face the Elite. If they win, they get a title shot at All Out, but they lost. So now Hangman Page was off the table. He's always been off the table, but they were still going to go with the storyline.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be Frankie Kazarian going to face Kenny Omega. And now... You know, he shows up in Impact, teams up with Sami Callihan and Eddie Edwards to face the, you know, Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers. Are they still called the Elite? Or is the Elite just the Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, right?
Yeah, the Elite just Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks. Okay.
So Good Brothers and Kenny Omega. And, it's weird. How I'm not hating on it, but it's just like there's so much going on.
Yeah, like
I'm not hating on it, but it's just like, wait, what? Why did you give me this idea of it's gonna be Frankie Kazarian versus Kenny Omega?
So pretty much in the title. Before Christian Cage won, right?
Right.
What would have been for the AEW title, for the Impact title, for Kazarian? Impact, because he was on Impact.
No, he was an Impact to face Kenny Omega, because he's called, his gimmick now is the Elite Hunter.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. Am I missing something here?
And it's weird too, because I like how all this relationship working out with the NWA, Impact, AEW, AAA. I think only those four. And New Japan?
And that's, well, New Japan is working with Impact.
Mostly.
Yeah.
So, okay, now I'm confused because Andrade is feuding with Omega in AAA
for the Mega title. Yeah,
but they're not. They never face each other. They probably had one confrontation on Impact on Dynamite.
Yeah.
But now,
well, Andrade he's gonna be facing Pac. Yeah. But at All Out.
That's what I'm confused because the storyline is supposed to be like...
The storyline doesn't apply. What the match that they're having at Triple H doesn't apply in AEW.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know.
But you know Andrade's? Am I saying his name right?
Andrade, yeah.
You know he was supposed... So you know how Jay White came out on Slammiversary?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be him, Andrade's.
Well, what happened?
They couldn't find an agreement for him to sign the contract.
Oh, wow.
So he went to AEW. So Impact was actually his first choice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was his first choice. And so he couldn't find the agreement. I don't know if it... I'm pretty sure it had to do with money.
Oh, yeah. Always.
So AEW, which is shocking because it's... I don't know. Maybe he just wanted the freedom. More freedom or more... He probably had a better opportunity.
The crazy thing is he could still join Impact. He could still join him. Because how does that work with the relationship?
He could still work with them. He can't really join the team.
Oh, okay. So he could show up in one match and like, okay, yeah. I'm going to face this guy. And then I'm going back to...
I'm curious of how that worked with Christian Cage.
Yeah.
Christian Cage is going back. You know, he said himself, he's going to show up to Impact. He's already announced a match that he's going to be facing Brian Myers. Myers,
yeah.
And I forgot the next. It's like a Impact Plus
event. Emergence.
Or
Resurgence, yeah. Sir.
So.
Emergence.
That's going to be pretty dope to see.
Yeah.
The only thing is, now the question is, Bound for Glory is 2 months away. Who is Christian Cage going to face? Is he even going to be Impact World Champion by then?
He might lose it to Callahan or Edwards or Moose. But
that's fine.
Or Jay White.
I want to see that at Bound for Glory, you know?
Like, yeah, for a while. And because, I don't know, I was kind of... I know, I think we talked about this outside of the... But we're talking about like how Christian Cage got a title shot. Mm-hmm. But he was undefeated, but like it kind of went, like, I don't know, how he got there. I mean, he was undefeated, but how did he become a title contender? Because I forgot how he did.
He had a number one contender match against what's that guy, the Butcher or the Blade? I know him as Joseph Parker.
Oh wow!
Or is that his name, Joseph? No, Pepper Parker. I think that's his name.
So the Butcher or the Blade would have been a world champ. Dude, yeah. What?
I don't know. But I watched Rampage. That I will say, this was my first show that I watched, like an actual watch from AEW program, besides a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And it kind of, I like what I saw.
Yeah.
It was only an hour show. It had some up and down. But dude, I don't remember who was commentary, but they had too many people. Chris Jericho being on there was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Mark Henry being there, cool. Excalibur, cool. Taz was on there, which is, you know, I love Taz as commentary. And but there was four guys on there. It was unnecessary.
Yeah.
For three matches. Yeah. And it was just unnecessary. But other than that, man, the show was great. I didn't mind.
Yeah,
I actually enjoyed it, and except for what's his name, Miro, Rusev.
Yeah,
and what's that other guy?
Fuego the Song.
Yeah, you. I know you have something to say about that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, he was 1-49, right?
Yeah, after that match. So first of all, congrats to him getting the AEW contract.
Yeah.
Congrats to that, right?
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, don't hate on his game.
Yeah,
right,
I'm not hating on that. Congrats. I just don't see what was the purpose of that storyline. Yeah. You know, why not? Why, like, you had? I just don't get it.
Because I'm like, he's 1-49. He got a title shot at 1-49, and
if he wins, he gets
a contract.
And he'll become a TNT World
Champion. Yeah.
So he lost, and it was basically a squash match.
Yeah.
And then Sammy comes out saying, like, yeah, Tony's still going to give you a contract, which was a nice moment. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it was just like, what was the purpose of that? You could have, you know, you could tell in his face, Fuego the Soul, you could tell by his, even though he was wearing a mask, you could tell by his face expression, he wasn't expecting that moment.
Yeah.
He was in shock. So it was just like, which was, you know, it was a great, nice moment. It was nice to see. But it was just like, I felt like, why?
Yeah.
I don't
know. I would be like, get a winning streak going and then go for the title. And then, you know, like, oh, he redeemed himself. But just like, oh, he hasn't won a match since the last August.
Right.
So his first, he won one match last August, and that was it. And I would think, like, okay, if you want to build a storyline on this guy, obviously the records are per year, right, with AEW?
I don't know. It's just, I,
the record
I guess,
system,
I think that's what bothers me, because it's like, okay, so Christian Cage was undefeated for, he's 8-0. He's getting a world title shot.
Yeah.
The Soul, he's been in a losing streak, and he gets a TNT
title shot,
and then if he wins, not only does he win the title, he gets a contract. So it's like, why? You could have just took the title away, had him face somebody else for a contract, and then he could have won. Yeah, or better yet, give him 15 minutes with somebody, and then have that person win. And then, because do something, I don't know if you remember this, do something like back in Destination X, when it was low-key, oh my god, what was his name? Zami Ayan, something like that?
Zima Ayan. Now known as Joaquin Wild.
Right. Him, Zach Evans, and Austin Aries. They were all in a Fatal 4 match. Yeah. They stole the show. The winner of that match gets a contract and a future X Division title shot. So what they did, they signed two out of the, you know, Austin Aries won. And what's that guy you just said?
I can't. Zima Ayan.
Yeah, he got a contract later on. Low-key was offered a contract, but he refused. Zach Evans, I don't know if he ever got a contract.
No, he went to AAA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was signed with AAA, so yeah. He couldn't even get out of it. But they could have done something like that where the Soul could have faced somebody, lost the opportunity of winning the contract. The other guy won the contract, and then Tony comes out saying, hey, you stole the show.
Yeah.
Here's a contract.
Why is Sammy, not Tony? Because who is Sammy? I thought he's a
wrestler. Oh, because they're best friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was
when he came to the ring, he said they were best friends, and he hugged them, and he was happy that he had a contract.
Just turn on him. That'd be crazy. But hopefully he goes on a winning streak now. Because I would think, like, if you're going to go sign someone that has a winning record. Because a lot of people that wrestle on Dark and Elevation, they're not signed officially. They're just, like, obviously, you know, they want to just up talent. But, like, you know.
I just want to know what was the purpose of that.
Yeah.
Why not just sign him, give him a contract? But you know what? I said, in the end of the match, it was I guess maybe that's what they wanted. Like, they probably thought, like, we're going to squash this guy. Tony probably told him, like, we're not going to give you a contract, blah, blah, blah. You're going to go do this match, and then that'd be it. And then have that moment afterwards of kind of like a swerve where it's like, oh, we actually are going to sign him.
Yeah.
And then we wanted to get his facial expression, how he really feels of, you know, we want to catch it on camera, how excited. Because, you, like I said, when he came out saying, hey, Tony's still going to give you a contract, he was like, he was in tears. He was happy because he just lost. He's not like, I already knew I wasn't going to get this contract because I already knew I was going to lose. And then here comes my best friend that handed me a contract saying I am going to get signed.
Yeah.
You know, so, but once again, Fuego do Sol, congrats on your AEW contract.
Yeah.
Now start getting a winning streak.
Yeah. Get a winning streak going, man.
Miro,
I seen him wrestle live, actually. He's really good.
I seen YouTube clips.
I'm surprised he was 1-49 before.
I love his tornado DDT, though.
I know.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I love it.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, let's get a win streak going and then, you know, come back to the title picture again. Yeah. But
it's just AEW's booking. It's just like, what?
Yeah.
You could have done it so much better.
Because he's a great wrestler. He could be a champion, like, in any promotion. I probably would see him in a couple of indie promotions as a champion. But I don't know how he went.
Kind of reminds me of El Generico.
Yeah.
But in a way.
Yeah.
Not too crazy, but, you know.
But Sami Zayn now is, like, Intercontinental Champion. He's been Tag Team Champion, right? No, U.S. Champion, Intercontinental Champion.
He was never a U.S. Champion.
No? Sami Zayn. Just Intercontinental?
Yeah, and... Okay.
Tag team? No.
No.
NXT.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could see that in his future. He just needs...
But he's in AEW.
Yeah. So, let's...
So?
Go to AAA.
Hey, but you know what? If they book this guy right, that's a story. Whereas, like, if he has a winning, now he could, they could book him to start having winning matches, a winning streak, to have face Miro for the TNT title again. And then actually this time he wins the title.
Yeah.
So that's a story right there.
Yeah.
That's a true. Cool,
so true.
But anyways, congrats to him again.
Yeah. Let's move on to Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt's release, bro. That's...
Yeah.
I had mixed feelings.
Wyndham Rotunda.
The hell are you talking... Oh, his that's new his gimmick
name. Apparently. His real name.
His that's real his name. Real name?
Yeah. Wyndham Rotunda. Or Rotunda... Yeah.
Jesus. Kind of... Yeah. That's a weird, freaky-ass name.
Yeah. But, so...
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about it because it's like once... You know, they haven't been using him right.
Yeah.
So hopefully... You know me, man. I'm an Impact guy, so I want him to see go to Impact.
Yeah.
I want him to show up, face Sami Callihan, face Eddie Edwards, Moose, if James Storm, if he ever comes back. But, you know, I want him, the way how I'll have him go to Impact, man, is to be the leader of Decay.
Yeah.
And have him team up with Crazy Steve and Rosemary. That'd be a good one.
Would his contract, you think, would be more just Impact? Or would he be like the kind of contract where he could go anywhere?
I don't want him to go... Well, it don't... The thing is, I wouldn't want him to go anywhere. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing him in AEW, but...
One match.
No, I don't... No. I just don't... I don't think he fits there.
No.
You know, I just don't think he fits there. Now, if you're talking about Bray Wyatt... I could see that. Now, if you're talking about The Fiend, I don't see that. I see that more. I see that in Impact.
Yeah.
I see Bray Wyatt, a similar gimmick to Bray Wyatt and The Fiend, I see that in Impact. Bray Wyatt, I see him in NWA and AEW. I could see The Fiend in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know? So, but we'll see. Like, unfortunately, it sucks what happened, but...
That's the unfortunate nature of business
sometimes. Yeah, that's how it is, you know.
I mean, yeah, he's still in the 90 days, but they might pull a Samoa Joe and just re-sign him like in the 90 days. Never know.
That's if he wants to go back.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, you know. Well, they released him because he had a lot of like family stuff, right? Or something, I don't know.
He had a lot of personal issues since Brody Lee passed away.
Yeah, so
he has, you know. But
he had to get his mind right and stuff. I mean, obviously, if you're...
Is he married?
No, he's dating. But
he's dating JoJo.
JoJo. And she got released too, but...
Secretly.
I didn't really... I'm like, oh, okay. She got released like
a few months. She was pregnant. She's still pregnant?
No, she had a kid like way before she got released. Okay. The baby's already like a year old or something. But I don't know. Like,
she's pregnant now.
I think she is pregnant again, yeah. I think. Mm. But it's funny, like... Oh my gosh, she got released. I'm like, nobody even cared for her when she was...
Not that I didn't care. I just assumed that she took time off from being pregnant.
But then when she's like released, like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good for her. I guess, I don't know.
But who else could got released?
Okay, so out of the 13 releases...
13?
Remember that the NXT releases?
Oh, yeah.
We were like, they all seem like good wrestlers, but I'm like, do I really care for
all Bobby of them? Fish is the one I was just like, well, there goes on the Undisputed Era.
Yeah, but that's one member. He's like but he was injured a lot.
That's true.
Like a lot. Like no, every time I would see NXT, right? Oh, where's Bobby Fish? And I look up, oh, he's out for 6 months. I'm like, oh, okay, he comes back. All right, he's in a couple war game stuff. Like, hey, wait, I only see Strong, Cole, and O'Reilly. Where's Bobby Fish? Oh, injured. He's out for 3 months. No, literally, true. Like, how many years was he there? Like, 5, 6 years?
Yeah.
4 or 5 years or something? At least five.
Since 2017.
So, like, 4 years. I swear, every time I look him up or was like, hey, where's Bobby Fish? He was injured.
Right.
So, 4 years in WWE. He was injured at least almost half of that time. He was out for almost a year for something, for like a torn knee. He was out for like 3 or 4 months for his ankle. So out of his 4 years, he was only healthy like probably 2.5, if I'm wrong, if I'm right or wrong. So he was injured most of his WWE career. from a dirty perspective, I'm like, he's injured a lot. Like, I would want him, like, you know what, you should probably take off a year, rehabilitate yourself, and then we'll work together again. But, you know, and it's not like the last year, 2020, 2021, they were on the road. I would understand if after, you know, on the road everywhere, right, you get injured, but they were in the one location or two locations, whatever, they switched in Florida for almost 2 years. So it's kind of like, okay, like, yeah, it's too much. And he's a veteran. He's been wrestling for many years. So I'm like, I'm surprised he was still there.
And he made a name for himself back in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So he could always go back over there.
Yeah. But take less time and be more of a producer and then heal yourself up and then make a comeback. But
you would think, honestly, at his age, you would think that he would be like, can I get a backstage job or something? Because it's like, clearly I'm at that point in my career where I keep getting hurt.
Yeah.
So
at some point, because eventually it's going to take
even
on
in,
you.
Even if you're doing tag team matches.
Yeah.
So I think the most part that he kept getting hurt was his knee.
Yeah.
And once or twice his shoulder.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing him. I love him as a wrestler, but at some point, like any career, you got to be like, the writing's on the wall. Like, I got to reevaluate my career. Because if you're injured most of your WWE career, I mean,
they're going to release you before you decide, you know, it's time for me to do something else. Yeah.
Like other people too, like Mercedes Martinez, I love her in the indies. I mean, I seen her in Shimmer, I seen her in, you know, other indie shows, but she's older too.
Isn't she like 37 or
she's
something?
She's like 40, I think. Jeez. But she's wrestled for like 15, 20 years I love her, but like at some point, WWE's going to be like, you know what, we don't want to keep with these older wrestlers. And obviously, they get injured too much.
Speaking of older wrestlers, what about you heard about what Vince McMahon has been doing with NXT? He's trying to release the guys who are just like, if I call you up to the main roster for a trial and I don't see you fitting in, we're just going to end up releasing you. And he's not looking for guys who are over 30s anymore, which is like they want young guys, but when they want young guys, they want guys that look like they can main event WrestleMania.
Well, it's about longevity.
So,
like, you want the company to survive. You can't just have older wrestlers. That's what we learned from WCW. Eventually, at the end, they started having too many old wrestlers.
True, but by the time who are guys who are in that, like, if you have somebody who started in their 20s.
Yeah.
And 10 years later, they're still wrestling. By then, they should have a great fan base.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to... because we've been hearing it. But I don't think it's actually going to work out. They're going to be like, you
changed,
know what?
Yeah. They changed it. They stopped... Like, they had that rule for a while. Because that's why we haven't seen so many new people. And then, eventually, they started signing guys like Alberto Del Rio and older guys. He's the only one I could think of.
Yeah.
But there was a couple guys that they signed in their late 30s. Batista was one of them.
Yeah, he was like, he's almost 40. He's almost 50.
He was
right now.
33 when they first signed him.
He's almost 40. He's in his 40s.
No, he's 50 now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like,
I think he's 50
it's
or
53. It's more longevity, I think. But hopefully, yeah, I mean, obviously, the great thing about working and wrestling, even having Dirty B in your resume, you'll find work somewhere else.
Facts.
Now all the indie promotions are coming back. Like, I've been seeing all the shows. Like, obviously, in Chicago alone, we have like a show every week. A company has a show. So there's work out there, you know. And you probably make more in the indies anyways, because you could have more than one. You know, you're not just on Raw or SmackDown or NXT or a live event. You could be on. Yeah, you could be on Thursday night show in Chicago. Friday show in Crown Point, Indiana, a Saturday show in Lansing, Michigan, and a Sunday show in Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
And you get paid like $500 per show. So you make like...
Sometimes even more than that.
$1,000. No, just having WWE on your resume, you probably make a minimum $2,000, $3,000. Right. Some guys now are charging, that I know of, are charging $9,000. And they've been WWE for like 2 years, and then they could charge, you know what, I could charge $9,000 now. Like, what?
There's some people who are just like, yeah, you're way overpriced. Yeah,
like, oh, we'll do it, but we'll have you once a year because you're
Ryback. Ryback was charging people $5,000. Some people were booking him, but they stopped because it was just like to the point where they couldn't just, it wasn't worth it for them.
Some wrestlers are reasonable, so they'll do like 1,000. Like, okay, I'll do 1,000 and I'll do 3 shows this week in 3 different companies. Okay, I make 3,000 a week, you know? So it's not the end of the line.
And plus merch. They'll be selling merch, their own merch, too.
Just having, like, formerly known as WWE, ever see, like, posters? A lot of companies have that now. So, like, oh, that's going to draw people. Yeah, it will. I've been to shows and indie shows where I've seen former WWE wrestlers. I'm like, or former other company wrestlers. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to check this out because he's there or she's there. So it's going to work out for them.
Most definitely. But what else is there to talk about, Eva?
Keith Lee.
My nipple hurts. What happened? Keith Lee? Oh, yeah, that was kind of tragic.
Yeah.
Pretty messed up. You want to explain to me a little bit or let the listener know?
He was out for like 6 months, but originally he was out for COVID. So people were blaming his fiance or wife now that she was the reason why he was not on WWE main TV because of COVID. Yeah. But in reality, he gave her COVID, and she gave up her a Royal Rumble spot, which is a high money time. Any pay-per-view like Royal Rumble, you get an extra bonus. So for her to miss that, and that fans are bashing her and stuff, because they don't know the real story. They were just attacking her.
She missed it so she could take care of him. Yeah. And she risked herself to getting COVID, getting sick.
And losing money.
Losing money.
Getting sick, getting COVID.
Missed time from wrestling.
Yeah.
So just to take care of him. Yeah.
And we found out like a lot of the symptoms he had was more of a heart issue. Right. So people were like, oh, WWE's holding them back. They're not using them. It's not like he was in catering, like Aleister Black.
He was
Black
at home
stuff,
trying to get well.
Yeah, because if he had a heart issue and if he, if he wrestled a match and he had a heart attack, that'd be horrible. So WWE did the right thing to keep him off, off the air. Off wrestling away until
Vince McMahon likes him.
Yeah,
he just doesn't.
You don't.
He doesn't know how to use him properly.
Yeah, because he doesn't know how to use. Well, he's a big guy, but yeah, but he's athletic. He's like a Vader,
Oh yeah,
moonsaults and stuff. But the thing is that Keith Lee, he wasn't just away because they tried to bury him. He legitimately would have died. Well, that's what the report says. He would have died if he didn't get like treatment. They even took him to like get checked for heart disease, and like, okay, is it stable? We're gonna check everything up because you don't want that. That's the worst thing to happen to a wrestler to die in the ring. Wrestlers have died in the ring before,
right?
And then because a company was careless, like, oh yeah, we just want to appease the fans, but at the end of the day, the wrestler's health is what matters the most. You know, that's why sometimes like people. Like, oh yeah, why
they're
not using them?
They're to entertain, but there is some sacrifice you got
to
make.
At the end of the day, they're still human beings. Yeah. Like if their body doesn't allow them to because of a heart issue, like Keith Lee, you can't be like, yeah, we're gonna force them out there. Like, no, WWE's not stupid. They're gonna be like, we want to make. You even release people sometimes because like, you know what, we don't want you to like, get hurt or die in the ring because better for your safety.
Yeah. Well, they give him a backstage job. Like, what's his name? What's that guy? The Jordan guy.
Jason Jordan?
Yeah. He broke his neck, I think, or something. He did something to his neck where they made him a producer backstage.
Yeah.
So,
hopefully he stays better. We see him, he gets.
He's back, but limited.
They're going to limit him for sure for a while. Until everything's clear, or otherwise he might have to retire because you don't want to risk your life.
He's somebody, hopefully his health is back, but to me, I'm in no rush to see him in a world title picture.
Yeah.
And like, look at Bobby Lashley. It took him, he's been back since what, 17 or 18?
18 probably, yeah.
And he finally just became world champion months ago.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like there is going to be time. What's important is it's a well-known fact. If you're an NXT guy and you're coming up to the main roster, Vince is going to try to bury you on purpose to see if you could bury yourself out. If you could dig yourself up
Dig yourself out of the hole
right.
that he put you in.
Exactly. Because that's what John Cena did. That's what Randy Orton did. That's what Edge did. That's what Triple H did.
And they're multiple time champions.
Yeah.
Multiple.
And
not that's minimum, minimum three.
That's what Bobby Lashley didn't go to, you know, NXT, but he got buried a lot when he came back. And look at him now. He was wearing that stupid sunglasses, the headbands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now he's wearing a suit and tie with the world title.
Mm.
So it worked out for him. Yeah. So just go through your BS. If Vince is telling you to do this and that, do it. And eventually, you know, he'll give you more opportunities. And that's what everybody wants, is opportunities. But,
yeah.
Oh, man. There's so much to talk about, but, you know, we got to hurry up and wrap this up. That's yeah, what she said.
We're about with good news, because we're talking about, like, all these...
Oh, yeah, releases. Johnny Gargano.
Yeah, Gargano's going to be a dad.
Oh, with Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy's going to have his fifth kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Ruby Hardy, right?
Ruby, yeah.
Ruby Hardy.
What,
she wife? Just gave... Yeah.
No, her name is...
Oh, Rebby.
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 Yeah.
Well, yeah, right? It's been a minute.
Rebby Sky?
Rebby Sky? Ruby. Rebby. R-E-B-Y.
No, yeah. Reba. Rebby. Rebby Sky. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Fifth child with Matt Hardy. Congrats. And congrats to Gargano. With
she just gave birth to somebody. Somebody. She just gave birth to her daughter. Yeah. And then congrats to Johnny Gargano with, what's her name?
Candice Lorraine. Candice Lorraine, yeah.
Oh, man.
First pregnancy for both, for first congrats. Child for them.
We got to end this episode with a good thing, you know?
Yeah. It's been sad little... news with all the releases and...
That's true.
Well, Christian Cage was a good one, too.
Yeah, we started off with a good one. Christian!
Yeah, congrats to them. And, you know...
And then we're on the road to SummerSlam.
SummerSlam, yeah.
The next episode, we're going to be talking about our top favorite matches and dream matches that we're going to, you know, would like to see at SummerSlam.
I was going to go there live, but it didn't work out financially.
Financially.
But hey, WrestleMania, I'll be there. We'll be there at WrestleMania, so guys.
Hopefully.
Look out for a live WrestleMania feed next
hopefully.
Yeah.
If my credit card don't get declined. Or else Ever has to pay for my ticket.
Wait a minute.
He's going to.
Oh, wow.
He's taking me. I got you on gas or food.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's talk about a little bit. It's official now that it's going to be Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg, right?
Yeah.
And then John Cena versus Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
And then Seth Rollins versus Edge.
Yeah.
And what else?
Anything else? Sasha versus Belair.
Oh yeah,
for SmackDown Women's Title. So yeah, so far the lineup's looking good. It's gonna be good. SummerSlam, obviously SummerSlam's like one of the big four, so it should be.
Yeah, I'm not excited about Bobby Lashley and Goldberg, but you know we'll talk about that for the next episode.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just want to say Britney Spears is finally free.
Yeah.
Woo! We did it! Britney Spears is free tonight.
Nice.
Jamie Lynn Spears, she's hot as hell.
Yeah.
But, anyways, this is a wrestling podcast. Alright. Who ends the show? You?
Me. Yeah. Alright, okay. Listeners, this will be it for this episode. I am Ever, and this is Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Doo-doo-doo!